Welcome back to the Raider Wrap on KYM. And 9 minutes after 10 o'clock, we're at 16, mostly cloudy, a high of maybe 23 today. That was AJ Reister giving you kind of a scoreboard update. And you know what they say, if you want to know something, you got to get it straight from the person who knows best, and that would be Ryan Driscoll, head basketball coach for the Northfield Raiders. Coach, how are we doing today?
Doing okay.
So what's going on a Saturday for a basketball coach?
Well, I kind of stops. I feel like every time we talk, I'm at one of my daughter's tournaments. So I'm currently in Watertown and in between games here. And later tonight, just get back to some more work with the boys.
So are you actively coaching there, or are you just watching as a fan?
I help out with both my daughter's teams. I definitely try to make sure to make time to be with them. The varsity season definitely takes up a lot of time, so I make sure to be a part of it, and I help out, and it's just a ton of fun just to be able to just get in there and coach and not really worry about organizing or anything else, and just be a part of it. And we got a couple of big group of girls, so it's a ton of fun.
So the last time we talked, we had not quite kicked off the basketball schedule. Since then, you've gone 2-2, looks like, and you've had a couple of close ones, and then you've taken advantage of North St. Paul, and then Mankato East kind of took care of business and whatnot. So after four games, it's probably too soon to assess a lot of stuff, but how do you feel? What do you think about the team right now?
Well, there's been a lot of good so far. It's one thing that's kind of tough for a team is Thursday we didn't have the effort that we had in the three prior games. The first three games of the year we were really excited about our defense, but then you come in and you have a tough one, and every team usually goes through one. That's one of the teams that we talk about. They even make it. They took it to us. They're a very, very talented team, but I mean they even have had a game like that already this year where they're, I don't look back on it, we could have done a lot better. So overall it's been very good. Our defense, really doing a good job of limiting stuff, getting our hands on the ball, turning teams over, creating some offense off of it. We just need our offense to kind of catch up, and once we do that, I think we're going to be a pretty tough team.
I tried to access the Minnesota Sports Hub there a little bit, but their stats were obviously way off on what's going on for the season and stuff like that. So would you say that your defense is by far your strength of the season? And if you think if you apply solid defense, that is going to be the key to your success?
Defense will definitely be the key to our success. That's one of the things where, everybody can kind of go through an off shooting night. Anybody's capable of that. Playing as a team and that effort on defense has to be there all the time. Because, if you're not going to get stops, it's pretty darn hard to just outscore teams. There's too many talented teams for that. So you got to limit what they can get. So that's our focus. That's our number one focus is being a great defensive team. And we've been pretty good. 3 out of 4 games this year, we've been a very good defensive team. And, We just need to make sure we're consistent every single night, because if we're not, we're not going to be as successful as we want to be.
Do you get any pushback at all from the players? I'm guessing not, but
never.
Okay, good. Good for you. I'm just, you look at the NBA, and the NBA, is just a run-and-gun kind of a thing, and they're throwing up 150 points a night and stuff like that, and, they talk all the time about, really your best chance of winning an NBA title is gonna you got to have some shutdown defenses too, but a lot of times you see a lot of these younger teams and younger players and stuff like that, they come out and they really can't play a lot of defense. Are we figuring it out as a society that hey, we got to play defense?
We don't have a whole lot of problems with trying to get guys to play defense. I think they recognize how to do it. Some guys obviously. The guys that can do it and really embrace it are always going to be better. No different than anything we want to do on offense. The guys that embrace the work and the time and the skills and really focus on getting better at it, they're going to be better on offense too. So we got this group of guys. At no point, the first meeting we had, postseason last year was about how we need to improve just our mentality and just becoming a much better offensive team, being more physical, not only just with our bodies but also mentally. And that's been something they, from the start, had just been focused on making sure that we're improving them. So, and even in our work through the summer, we had a few times where we didn't play as well on D, and we bounced back every time. So, I'm not too worried about getting the bounce back and get some really great efforts. Almost, hopefully every night, but if not every night, really, really close. But I'm pretty sure that we're going to be there every night.
How many people are you trying to rotate through on a nightly basis? Does it depend on the game, or how does that work?
We've been getting 9 right now, but it definitely can fluctuate depending on the game. That's another thing we talk about a lot, is that, depending on how well the game flow, the opponent, what players are playing, some guys will earn more time during the game because they just played really, really well, and that's happened earlier this year. Some guys have maybe got a little less time because they just weren't doing as well. It's just, you got to play a little bit. We talk about playing hot hands and playing the guys that are getting it done. But we've got everyone in our team working, and right now it's at 9, and, hopefully we can keep it at that. But if it has to go less, it goes less. And if it has to go more, it goes more.
How many are you carrying right now on this roster?
We got 10 dedicated to varsity. We are working with our JV as well. But you can dress like 18. We usually have tomorrow 16 and 17 guys dressing. We got 10 dedicated to varsity right now.
Well, so just about everybody's getting a shot to get in the game at least and participate and whatnot. How do you make a determination? When do you sit a guy? When do you not sit a guy? Is it just based on minutes, or is it based on just strictly performance? A guy gets hot, do you keep him in there longer? How do you, as a coach, balance all that?
Well, we try to come up with a plan. You want to try to put your best foot forward always. So you're gonna key players are gonna try to give them the minutes that they need to make sure they're there so that the team can function as well as it can. Line up those right lineups. We always gotta mix. And that mix, you can't have, a more heavy. It's hard to have a real, real heavy offensive group for a stretch. And maybe we might have some defensive lapses, or have a group that's just all defense and maybe not as much offense. So there, you play with it, you come up with a plan, and then after about 6 minutes into the game, usually I scrap it and just see how it's going and see who's playing well and because fouls come into it, and there's a lot to it, so it's just. Having that plan early on about what the rotation probably should and could look like is good, but after about midway through the first half, it's usually just figuring out. And we have a good idea who should be rotating in at that position. So it's not too tough, but there's definitely during the game there's a lot to manage and to figure out.
Do you have a strict starting five, or does that, again, matter about your opponent?
No, we have a five right now, which has been Tate Sand, J.J. Justina, Colin Richardson, Tate Sand, and Trish Lake. They've been our five right now. But we got confidence that we could throw a bunch of guys in our bench early and start, give us great minutes. Kate Turnell was out the other night against North St. Paul. Ben DiMaggio came in. He started the last couple games. A couple spot starts. Did a good job. So we got confidence in our guys. And the biggest thing is, there could be a lot of talk about starters, but there's plenty of times when we played guys more off the bench than the starter did, depending on how they play. So it's really about just finding the right mix and, getting us off to a good start. Just making sure, and it's really got to be a team effort. It can't be just about the first five or any of that. It's really about getting that mix and playing out all the time.
Well, basically, when you get in the game, it's your time to shine, right? You got to step up when it's your shot. So even if that's 2 minutes out of the game or 20 minutes out of the game, when it's your time, it's your time.
Yeah, player's job is to play so well that the coach can't take you out.
Owatonna, coming up Monday night. You're going to the Owl Town. Owatonna about 7:30 in the evening. And what do you know about the Owatonna team this year? It's usually always the Owatonna is always a nemesis to the Northfield group all the time with the varsity and stuff like that, and they're always a tough match. So anything that you know about Owatonna that you're going to face on Monday night?
It's always for the two towns, two schools, both great rivalry in you know, basically every sport. So definitely a game that sticks out in the calendar. Talented team. They got almost all their guys returning from last year. They made the state tournament last year. A lot of teams play a lot of good minutes for them. A lot of talented guards that can shoot the ball. They got a really talented big guy inside. So we're going to have our hands full, inside and out. They play a physical pressure defense. But nothing we haven't seen before. We know what they want to try to do. We had a good prep day yesterday for it. We're looking forward to it. And it's always going into their gym is always an important place to play because they always have a big, loud crowd. It's like you said, it's one to kind of circle on the calendar because it's always a game with a lot of energy and just a lot of, just always have to compete your absolute best when you go there because it's always going to be a tough game.
So that's Monday night. So are you doing a walkthrough today or anything like that? Or do you do a walkthrough on Monday afternoon sometime before you go down there? Or what are they just off between now and then?
We're off today and tomorrow. We can't do anything on Sundays, but today we really just don't have a gym. There's a wrestling tournament there. So we did a lot of good work yesterday. I'll communicate some stuff. I've already communicated it with this film to look at, and then on Monday again, we'll talk some more. We might walk through some stuff in the locker room and talk more, but I mean, we know the keys to what we need to do. A lot of it is more about us and not as much about them. If you're taking care of our keys and our assignment, it's just saying what's going to happen. If you're playing fundamental, that's number one. If we're not doing those things, it really doesn't matter. About their scheme, our scheme, anything. You got to play with the effort and the energy and the focus with our fundamentals. And we take care of that, we'll be okay. Because we're going to react to whatever they want to try to do to us.
And if I read this schedule correctly, you don't have another game until January 4th. Is that right?
No, we actually have a world tournament on the 29th and 30th. Tardin. On the 29th, we'll get to play Tardin, a good team. It'll be a great test. And then either Egan or Fridley, depending on how we do, will be game two. So three good teams in our bracket. It'll be good to get a couple back-to-back there. And holiday tournament's always fun because, we sit down to school on, Wednesday, left day school here. Just do our family stuff over that weekend and then come back. And it's just, I know the boys always talked about how it's kind of fun. Just basketball for a week there. And don't have anything else. Don't worry about school or anything else. So we get to focus on us here for a bit after Monday. Bunch of good practices where we can, really fine-tune stuff, look at the film a lot, do more things. And then be ready to go before we start the new year.
I mean, I know I always enjoyed playing ball during that period because a lot of times in school you had that time off in between Christmas and New Year's and whatever, and it was like, what do you do? If it's not snowing, you're not shoveling snow, you're not doing anything, what are you doing? Well, let's go play some ball, boys. Yeah, I always loved it.
It's really hard to, you just take 3-4 days off in a row and it's, getting your body back is, you're just not used to it. Some days it's good for us. I've been talking with a lot of coaches, a lot of places, and there's been a lot of sickness going around in a lot of schools, and this weekend's going to be good for us. I think we went through it last weekend. The snow day was really good for us. We got some guys back, had a lot more energy this week. I think this weekend we'll kind of finally clear it, and I think going into Monday we'll be feeling, we'll have a lot more energy than we've had and be a lot more ready, and we can really start to attack it a little bit more.
Alrighty. Well, head coach Ryan Driscoll for the Northfield boys basketball team. Thanks for joining me this morning. Get back there and maybe your daughter could get a couple wins today, and good luck to you against Owatonna on Monday night. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Alrighty. That's Ryan Driscoll, head basketball coach for your Northfield Riders. Hey, it's 10:25. You know what that means? It means we're going to take a break. And then when we come back, I think I'm going to have AJ Reister on the program. You may know of this guy or heard of this guy. And he's going to interview from the girls' Nordic team. He's going to interview Claire Lippert along with Liv Fossum on this week's Meet the Raider. It's all coming up right here on 95.1 to 1 KYMN. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Jody from Merchants Bank. You know the good feeling you get from supporting a local business? One of the best things about shopping local is knowing that the money you spend will stay here to grow our community. At Merchants Bank, we believe in community commitment and supporting local businesses too. When you bank with us, you help us put money back into the local economy, creating a thriving community for everyone. Come talk to me and the Merchants team. We help families, businesses, and communities fulfill their hopes and dreams.
Since 1876, Wanamingo Mutual Insurance Agency has proudly offered homeowners and farmers fire, wind, and auto insurance. With Wanamingo Mutual Insurance Company, all decisions are made locally, so you can expect quick, responsive claim service with agents who know your name. So for homeowners, farm combination packages, along with fire, wind, or auto insurance quotes, contact an insurance company that knows you by name, not your policy number. That's Wanamingo Mutual Insurance Agency in Wanamingo at wgomutual.com.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. The holidays are right around the corner. Time to look at your Christmas list. Do you have some hard-to-shop-for people? Your spouse, kids, or grandkids? Consider a LASIK gift card and give the gift of sight. Who knows? LASIK just might be the present you decide to give yourself.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
Since 1876, Wanamingo Mutual Insurance Agency has proudly offered homeowners insurance to our area. With Wanamingo Mutual Insurance Company, all decisions are made locally, so you can expect quick, responsive claim service with small-town customer service by agents who know your name. For homeowners or farm combination packages, along with fire, wind, or auto insurance quotes, contact an insurance company that knows you by name, not your policy number. That's Wanamingo Insurance Agency in Wanamingo at wgomutual.com.
Good morning and welcome to a Raider App. Hey, Frolika Weinangta nun prosa noyar. How you doing? 27 minutes after 10. It is a chilly fall day. Still fall, people. Believe it or not, today is only the 16th day of December, and we've got, well, do the math, about 9, 10 days left before we go into 2022. And today marks the, in 1787, New Jersey actually became the third state to ratify the U.S. Constitution. And in 1863, Prussian Parliament Prime Minister Otto von Bismarck declared, "Politics is not an exact science." Wow. That's rocket Scientology right there. But needless to say, back in 1940, on this date in history, Adolf Hitler signed a secret directive ordering preparations for a Nazi invasion of the Soviet Union. And of course, we all kind of know what happened after that. If you're having a birthday today, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Keith Richards, he's 78 today. Steven Spielberg is 75. Can you believe that? I mean, that dude is—he's like invincible. He's like he never seems to grow any older, but he really is. So, who else's birthday? Leonard Maltin is 71. Rock musician Elliot Easton is 68. Ray Liotta, aka the Cheese Nug, as I like to call him, Ray Liotta is 67. Comedian Ron White, the guy with the cigar and always hammering down the scotch, he's 65 today. So a lot of different people celebrating birthdays today. And I hope you're enjoying yours and enjoy your beautiful birthday. It's going to be a nice day, really, when you think about it. We're going to have some light flurries here and there, mostly cloudy sky, high near 23 today. Not a lot of wind, thank goodness. Tonight looks like mostly cloudy skies with a low around 11. And then for tomorrow, sunshine comes back into the neighborhood with a high of 30. Going to get a little windy. Southerly winds with gusts as high as 30 miles an hour tomorrow, so nice beautiful sunshine, but you know, a little blustery out there. And then for tomorrow night, it looks like mostly cloudy skies and a low around 19. But for the most part, temperatures right in that 25 to 30 degree area throughout the remainder of the week. Not a lot of precipitation in the forecast as well. So the little bit of snow we got today, you know, well, that might be enough to get us through for a white Christmas. It's 29 after 10 o'clock. We're currently sitting at around 16 here in the Cannon Valley area. Let's check in with A.J. Reister. He is going to interview a couple of girls from the Nordic team on this week's Meet the Raider. And coming up shortly, Joel Olson will join us as well, the administrator and or activities director for the Northfield Raiders. But first, let's check in with A.J. Reister. A.J., tell us what's going on in Meet the Raider.
Good morning, Northfield Raiders. Welcome back to Raider Wrap. I'm A.J. Reister, Raider Class of 2022, here with the Nordic captains, Lee Fossum and Claire Lippert. How are you two doing today?
Good. Thanks for having us.
Thank you guys for coming in. How are you doing, Claire?
Good.
That's good to hear. We'll start with some get-to-know-you questions. How has school been going so far for you guys?
Good. It's really good to be back in person all the time after last year. You know, there was a lot of uncertainty, so it's good to be back to normal.
Yeah, it's really nice being there every day.
Yeah, I would agree with that. What kind of classes are you guys taking this semester?
Whatever it takes to graduate, to be honest.
Lee and I are in an English class and an art class together. We're doing some portraits. Kind of fun.
There you go. Yeah. That's fun. Are you doing self-portraits or are you doing portraits of each other?
We're doing portraits of Guatemalan children, actually.
Really? Interesting. Yeah. Well, good luck on those. Hope they turn out well. Are you guys in any other sports outside of Nordic, or are you primarily Nordic skiers?
Yeah, I'm also in swimming and track. So.
Nice. What about you, Claire?
I'm in cross country and track.
Yes, awesome. And then, Claire, you are a captain for cross country, and you are also going to be captain for track.
Yep.
What do you guys do outside of school and sports?
Well, both of us are in National Honor Society, so we do some volunteer work, and then I just enjoy hanging out with friends, and yeah.
Yeah, same. Spending time with people. You know, we didn't get a lot of that the last year and a half, so I like to spend as much time with people as I can. Friends, family, stuff like that.
And Christmas break is coming up. Do you guys have plans for that? Big plans for Christmas break?
We actually, the Nordic team, we're taking a trip to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan for 3 days to ski. So that should be fun.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun. What are your current plans for next year? You guys are both seniors. Do you have any idea of where you want to be next year? What you kind of want to be doing?
I mean, I think I'm interested in going to a 4-year college. I'm just not sure where yet.
Yeah, same. Just waiting for some decisions to come back from schools.
Nice. Do you guys know kind of what you want to study, or is that kind of up in the air right now?
Well, I'm interested in psychology.
I'm thinking about, like, kinesiology, some kind of pre-physical therapy, something. We'll see.
Interesting stuff. So now we'll get into the Nordic questions. You guys had your first meet this week. How did that go?
I mean, I think it went pretty well for the conditions. It was definitely a little bit, the snow was pretty sticky, and we've only been skiing for a few days so far, so I was pretty happy about, like, the amount of skiers that, like, just decided to, like, get out there and try it.
Yeah, it was definitely tough, but we had fun.
What are kind of the team's goals for this season?
Well, the boys' team, I think they could go to state this year, so I'm excited to see how that turns out.
Yeah, things are looking good.
Yeah.
What are the team's goals on the girls' side?
Well, we have a lot of, like, new skiers, and it's, Leave and I are, like, one of the only upperclassmen, we just have a lot of new skiers, and I think we're just kind of trying to, like, build our skills, build our base.
Yeah. And speaking of those underclassmen, are there any underclassmen that have kind of caught your eye early in the season? Obviously, you only had one meet so far and only a few weeks of practice, but have there been any underclassmen that you're really excited to watch grow this year?
Yeah, I'm excited to see, you know, people like Caroline Bryce.
Harper Miller.
Yeah. Claire Casson. I think they're going to do really well this year as we go through the season.
Mm-hmm. So that's who we're keeping our eyes on for this season, to watch them grow and hopefully continue to do well over the next few years. Mm-hmm. So what are kind of your personal goals for the season? This is your last year on the team. Anything you want to do before you head out?
I mean, nothing too specific. Just like keep improving my times on my 5Ks. Getting to know everyone is really important.
Hello.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you? I'm just running between middle school and high school.
Oh, yeah?
So now I'm at high school, so I'll get in my office so I can chat.
Where's the wrestling meet at?
Both schools.
Oh. So you got JV at one and varsity at the other? Or?
Both. Yeah, I got to be Mr. Go-Between. So.
Wow. Weird. Are you driving or are you walking?
No, I'm in my office now.
So okay.
I am good to go.
Yeah, we're a couple minutes, just AJ's wrapping up right now, and then we'll do a couple commercials, and we'll come back to you, sir.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Okay.
And then my final question for you guys is, what COVID-19 protocols are different this year than last year?
Last year, we had to wear our masks while we were skiing, and that was really hard. So luckily, we don't have to do that anymore, but we still wear masks inside.
There you go. So nothing too crazy, just the whole mask thing. So that's nice. Well, thank you, Leif and Clara, for coming in today. I had a great time, and good luck the rest of this season.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, guys. We've got more sports coming up. You're listening to KYMN 95.1, The One.
Hi, this is Barb from Professional Dental Group, letting you know that the doctors and staff are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Professional Dental Group has delivered the same exceptional care for over 35 years. Whether you are scheduling for a general visit or an emergency appointment, we are excited to see your smile. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. Brian Craby, Dr. John Nowak, and Dr. Tyler Yonke, go Raiders.
Many of us would love an extra flexible way to earn money, especially before the holidays. Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines have many driving positions available, including vans that won't require a CDL, small and regular-sized school buses, and motor coaches. These positions offer flexible hours, days off when kids are out of school. You can even bring your kids to work with you. Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines offer on-site training and testing along with wages up to $21 an hour. No experience necessary. Stop by Benjamin Bus on Highway 3 in Northfield and we'll be happy to answer any questions.
Are you in the market for a new home or considering remodeling your current home? Schmidt Homes and Schmidt Homes Remodeling should be your first and last call. Schmidt Homes, known for their innovative designs, uncompromising quality and craftsmanship, superior service, while maintaining their reputation of fairness, honesty, and integrity for over 30 years. They're the only builder in the area to offer an in-house designer and a showroom to make your selections. They have over 30 new building lots available in Northfield. Check out their website at schmidthomes.com for more information.
Happy holidays from the Keller Insurance Agency in Nurse Strand. Craig Keller knows that finding the right insurance coverage for your home, business, crop, auto, and life can be a difficult search. And that's why the Keller Insurance Agency puts in the effort to provide the right insurance plan fit for your lifestyle and budget. As we head into the new year, if you are considering purchasing insurance, contact the Keller Insurance Agency for a comprehensive insurance program specific to your needs. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and thank you for your loyal patronage from the Craig Keller Insurance Agency in Nurse Strand.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to a Raider Wrap with Jimmy LaRue, along with AJ Reister and the crew. We just heard AJ interview girls Nordic team captains Clara Lippert and Liv Fossum, and also got you all up to date with all the scores and highlights with the Raider scoreboard. All that goes on every Saturday morning right here on 95.1, the 1 AM 1080, and we're streaming on KYMNradio.net. Yeah, so we're going to be bringing you a lot more games here this year. We're going to be able to do a lot more streaming. Thursday night, we had a video coverage. We had video coverage of the swim meet down there in Mankato with the swim team on Thursday night. So we're redesigning our studios, and we're bringing you some more advanced technology along the way. So all that is going to allow us to cover more games and more activities. And speaking of activities, Director Joel Olson joins me this morning. Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Good morning.
So, you know, we're trying to develop some of our technologies and stuff like that to bring more coverage to the game, so we'll be able to do some live stuff, not only on the radio, but then we'll be able to stream it and actually catch the video and all that fun stuff of other games. And like I said, we were able to go down on Thursday night and do some presentation with the swim team. So we're trying to stay up with technology, and we're trying to cover as much of the North Field activities as we can. And I know there's some activities going on today. I think you're at a wrestling meet or something, aren't you?
Yeah, we were able to host again after a two-year hiatus with our annual wrestling tournament. We got the varsity at the high school and the JV over at the middle school. We got about 10, 11 teams here from quite a few different places around the metro and the southern part of our state. And we also have a school from Wisconsin that traveled 4 hours to come here.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, they have a tournament that they were supposed to be in that got canceled, so they called us up and said, can we come? And they do a big team bonding thing, I guess, so they stayed overnight last night, and they're here today.
Very nice. So so you said 10 or 11 teams are here today. Is this like a Northfield Invitational? Are you wrestling today and tomorrow or just today?
No, today high school, so JV and varsity are wrestling today, and then actually Jeff and the high school coaches and parents put a youth tournament on tomorrow, so they keep the mats down, and so then the young kids can come in and wrestle tomorrow.
So how often or when does Northfield wrestle?
It's an individual tournament, so it is their brackets, so they're usually anywhere from eight-man brackets on down or eight-person brackets on down, and so those kids just wrestle throughout the day, and you win, you move on, you lose, you go the other way. And so it's a busy day of wrestling.
So it is a consolation kind of bracket. So it's like, yeah, as long as you keep winning, you just keep going down that, the winning direction.
Yep.
And
correct.
Just kind of like March Madness, if you will, except it's in
exactly.
December. So is it maddening? I mean, it's been a couple of years. Are you kicking off the rust here a little bit today?
Definitely the longest, what takes, once you get the tournament going, it kind of runs itself, because you're talking about technology, and they have what's called track wrestling, and everything's on the computer. So you can follow along on the tournament on your phone, and as soon as a match is finished, the next match pops up on the computer, and then they just keep rolling that way. Back in the old days, you had to have paper, and I had to run paper back and forth to the head table, and they had to announce who's up next.
Oh, you mean that stuff?
Yeah, okay. Exactly. So, but a lot of people helping to volunteer with. We have with four mats at the middle school, and I think we got three or four here at the high school. I haven't been down there yet. I just came over from the middle school to make sure they got going. So, So you need a lot of volunteers to help make this thing run.
So what is your role? I mean, are you, I mean, obviously you're hiding right now, are you working with all the coaches and stuff like that and just talking and like trying to just help them?
I'm the gopher. So whatever they need, that I have the keys for to get into a room or talk to the trainer if someone gets hurt, getting ice, subbing at a table if someone needs a break, because my background, I was a wrestler and a wrestling coach, so I know what's going on, and I can help out that way.
Oh, very nice. So this is an annual thing, but it's been a couple of years since you've been able to do it. So,
yeah, we were able to do it last year, but we were this year, and it's going well. So
then, like you said, when will it be done? Do you think?
Hopefully, we're done by about 4 o'clock.
Oh wow,
that's the goal.
That's a lot of wrestlers going through in a short period of time.
Yeah.
What time do they start wrestling this morning?
10 o'clock.
Oh, so they just started. They'll be done in six.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. That is clicking right along.
Yeah, we don't take a break. We just keep pulling right on through.
So, how many matches would a person if they win, are they going to wrestle 4 times, 5 times today?
No, three times.
3 times,
yep.
Max.
Yep.
Because surprisingly enough,
you can have a max of I think it's 4 or 5 per day, but the most today will probably be 3.
Okay, because it may only be a couple of minutes on the mat every period, but that's some strenuous exercise right there.
Oh yeah, you go all out, and for these guys, especially us older guys that might think we still have it in us, you do not.
It's all you can do to get from the junior high to the senior high. So let's talk. So we're coming up on the Christmas holidays. What's going on with the schools, the activities, different stuff like that? I talked to Ryan Driscoll just a little bit ago, and I thought the schedule was open over the holidays, but they've got stuff going on. The hockey team's got stuff going on over the holidays and stuff like that. What's the break? Is there a break there for the high school as a whole?
Yeah, so both hockey teams, both basketball teams are traveling to tournaments. So they start, I think, the 27th for all four of those. That they'll go next week or the week after, I'm sorry. And the rest of the crew, I think Nordic's going on a team trip up to Michigan. So they're traveling up there just as a team bonding and a kind of a practice, but they get to get some good trails up there in Michigan. Alpine, I think they're taking a break, so those families, if they want to go skiing, they go on their own, or they may even go out west to go skiing. Swimming is, they'll be practicing. Dancing will be practicing. Wrestling, they're practicing. So it's sort of a break, but, they're still working out and being ready, getting ready for that, what I call the grind of January.
So what do you do as activities? Are you, you've obviously got to be around.
Yeah, I'll come in probably that Monday or Tuesday the week after Christmas and make sure everybody's going where they need to go, make sure everything's going okay, and then I may take a day or two off just to kind of recharge myself. And but always on call and always got the computer by so I can look up schedules and talk to the bus company if we need to have a question answered there. So, yeah.
So what else was it? What else? What other activities do we have? Do we have any of the theater in place? Are our chess teams going? Our math team? What's happening?
Yeah, theater finished up their run in November, and actually we're going to do Rock and Roll Revival again this year. So they've started getting that together, so that'll come up in March, so they'll be practicing for that. Chess team is done from the fall. Knowledge Bowl is going right now, and mock trials started, and I'm trying to think who else we got.
How often does mock trial take place?
They go once a week, and they I don't know if they're doing traveling to different places. Like last year, I think they did all of them from home.
Mm.
But they Yeah, they go once a week. It's a schedule that they follow, and they're done usually in January, February. I think February is when they finish up. So, so those groups are going, and music finishing up their kind of holiday concerts this week, and then they all kind of take a break and start it all back up in January.
I was going to say, is there any holiday? Usually the band or the choir or something like that, or the junior high and the senior high and stuff like that, they always put on some sort of a Christmas concert or something like that. Is that already taken place,
yeah,
or is that?
Yeah. The choir did their traditions concert last weekend, which they do over at Carlton, which is a big, fun, very impressive show. And then orchestra does a double bill with the middle school, and I believe, I'm just looking at my calendar now, I believe they're on this week coming up, and then band, they had one before. So the orchestra is coming up on the 20th, Monday, and they do that at the middle school. So they do a middle school concert and then a high school concert back to back. And then Wednesday is our last day of school before the break, and we've got a wrestling meet that day, and then it's off for the next couple days, so kids can hang out with their families.
Sounds like a plan. So, okay, can I come watch wrestling today?
You betcha.
So, does it cost me anything?
You find me, and I'll get you in for free.
Remember, you know, there might be more than just me listening right now, even though I find that impossible to understand. But there might be a few people. So is it free admission?
It is not. Okay. There is a charge, 5 and 7.
Okay.
5 for senior citizens and students and 7 for adults. Yeah.
Okay. But you can come, you can just come and go as you please throughout the day and watch it. And is it both at the, so the junior high has got junior varsity and the senior high has got the varsity?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
So you could just kind of come and go. You were talking about on your phone and stuff like that. Is there an app or something that you can download to watch this thing?
So if you do, it's called Track Wrestling, and it's just how it sounds, trackwrestling.com. And you pull that up, and then you do a search, and you search Northfield, and it'll pull up both the varsity and the JV tournaments. And you just you go in there and you pick brackets, and then you can see which weight class that you might be interested in and pull up that bracket, and that's a live bracket. So as soon as matches are finished, that will populate with who won and who lost, and you can just follow along that way.
Are they serving popcorn again?
They are serving popcorn
hot
and lots diggity of food. Yes. Yes.
Well, you just sold me on $7. There you go. Just a fresh bag of popcorn is always the best going to a sporting event, I swear. Best thing about it. So, Joel Olson, Activities Director. Hey, thanks for joining me, Joel. I'll let you get back to it. I know you probably got a lot of stuff going on, and you're wondering when I'll shut up and hang up. So,
No. I appreciate all your support. Yes.
I want to wish you the happiest of holidays. We won't be on the program next week or the following because of New Year's and Christmas and whatnot. And so I wish you and your family and everyone just the happiest of holidays. Thanks so much for joining us and always keeping us entertained.
Well, thank you, and thanks for for you and our community for all your support of our kids and our programs. We sure do appreciate it.
Alrighty. Thank you. Joel Olson, Activities Director for the Northfield Raiders. We're coming up on 7 minutes in front of 11 o'clock. We'll take a short break, and then we'll come back, and we'll wrap it up on the Raider Wrap. It's all going on right here on 95.1, The One.
This is Sue White with Community Resource Bank, reminding you to be diligent in protecting yourself against email fraud. Be especially vigilant to phishing, which are fraudulent emails appearing to be from a trusted source, such as your bank or a government agency, directing you to a website to verify your personal information. Remember, we will never send you an email asking you to verify this information. Once scammers have your information, it gives them the tools to commit account fraud using your name. For more information on how not to be scammed, contact Community Resource Bank in Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville. Let's bank together. Member FDIC.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. Do you have HSA dollars that you're looking at wondering, hey, what can I use these on? Did you know you can use HSA, HRA, and other health savings accounts to pay for your LASIK procedure? In addition, if you have a Flex account, you can set aside money in your Flex account for next year to use towards LASIK.
Ritchie Eye Clinic.
Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RichieEyeClinic.com.
Hey, this is Paul Ryland from Johnson Ryland Builders Remodelers. I just want to take a minute and wish everyone a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And just take a minute to thank everyone who has built with us and helps us build homes every day. Many of you live in the community here, and we appreciate you and appreciate the opportunity to be a part of the Kim family as well.
Hit our website today, jrbr.builders. Johnson Ryland Builders Remodelers, where custom-built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
Hey, Santa! Nice to see you this holiday season.
Ho, ho, ho. Aren't you a little old to visit Santa?
Oh, bummer. I thought age was just a number.
Well, what would you like for Christmas?
I'd love a brand new truck.
Unfortunately, it looks like you're on my naughty list this year. But you can always get an awesome new truck at Northfield Ford Chrysler on Highway 3.
Wow! Thanks, Santa. I'll check them out.
Remember, folks, whether you're on the naughty list or the nice list, come on down to Northfield Ford Chrysler for all of your vehicle needs. Ho, 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 and Merry Christmas!
A mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
Did you know that 55 years ago today, this song and or show debuted on TV? That was 55 years ago today. Believe it or not. I don't know. Did you like it? I always liked it. I always seemed to like it anyhow. It was always kind of fun. I always enjoyed watching it. It was kind of cool. So, needless to say, we're coming up on 5 minutes in front of 11 o'clock. And I want to thank Joel Olson, obviously, who just joined us, along with Ryan Driscoll, head basketball coach for the Raiders boys basketball team. We're currently 2-2 on the season. They got another game coming up on Monday night. And A.J. Reister for getting us up to date on the Raiders scoreboard, along with Meet the Raiders with Clara Lippert and Liv Fossum. And if you missed it, if you're just joining us now, and you might want to say, hey, I wonder what these people had to say earlier. Well, you can catch them. All you got to do is go to kymnradio.net, go to programs, go to Raider Rap, and then click on today's date, and there it is. It'll be up in just a couple of minutes. As soon as the program's done, I'll be loading it into the outer space or into the Twilight Zone or wherever it goes, wherever technology is, where it lives. I'm not sure, but that's where I'm sending it. And then we can catch you, you know, every week at 10 o'clock, except next Saturday. It'll be Christmas Day on Saturday. And then the following Saturday is New Year's Day. And, you know, I'll probably be out celebrating a little bit till about 8, 9 o'clock at night on New Year's Eve, because, you know, all the amateurs out there. But needless to say, I want to wish you, your family, everyone, a happy holidays, a Merry Christmas, a happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, whatever day that you celebrate, however you celebrate, whether you celebrate or not, wishing you all the best in 2021. So we're going to put another year behind us and go into 2022 with all kinds of hopes and expectations, if you will. And you just never know what's going to be out there for you in the future. And but I want to wish you and your family and your friends and everyone, and for those of you that are tuned in and maybe sheltered a bit and may not have the luxury of being around friends or family or something like that, I wish you the very best as well. Truly hope that everyone finds a little peace, a little happiness. I always tell people, you know what, just find 10 seconds, people. In all worst-case scenarios, find 10 seconds. So over Thanksgiving, I had the pleasure of helping serve some meals and different things like that to some people, and I ran into a group that they're living in tents. And they weren't even tents. They were, you know, blue tarps, and they had them wrapped around trees, and they were they're sleeping outside over Thanksgiving and whatnot, and I had the pleasure of meeting a couple of people that were down on their luck and whatnot. And so I always say, hey, guys, find 10 seconds. Life can be hard sometimes for some people, but just find 10 seconds of anything. If you love the snow, you know, find thanks, gratefulness in that. If you're driving around in your car and you're listening on the radio right now, hey, you got a car and you got a radio. Some people don't even have that. You know what I mean? So especially in 2021, after the 2 years of just crazy chaos with the pandemic and everything, I just You know, I wish everyone just a glorious, glorious holiday season. Wish you the very best. I hope you find 10 seconds. It's Jimmy LaRue bidding you adieu, and we'll see you in 2022.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.